Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy. I am so excited this evening because we have two very special guests that will be joining us this evening on the show, talking about their journey into the TV and film and acting career. So I am waiting for them to call into the show. And we will definitely get started with that interview as soon as they call into the show. We are so excited this evening because it's just a wealth of information that they're going to share with us. And we are definitely looking forward to hearing what they have to say about the things that they're doing and they're going to be, sharing a lot of information with us. So I am so glad that our listeners and all the people that are part of the chat room will be able to connect in with us and really get to learn who these people are. If you feel that you want to call in and say something as the interview goes, feel free to call in at 917-932-8881, and we will definitely accept your calls if you want to call in and specifically speak to both the CEOs of the Productions brand. All right. Well, until our guests get started, until they call in, we are just going to acknowledge all of those in the chat room. Our guests, of course, guests 24734 and 25434, Mojo Productions themselves, and Miss Joan Island. We are so glad that you are in tuning in to the show. We do hope that those who are going to attend this evening will be able to call in and listen in. Okay, I think our guests have arrived in the building, so without further ado, we are definitely going to connect them in. We are interviewing this evening, I am excited to say, Mr. Donovan Brewer and his partner in crime, Ms. Candace Vogel, will be on the air with us this evening, sharing with us about the Mojo Productions brand, and I am just going to let them tell you their fascinating journey from beginning from poetry and making it into an industry where they're filming and doing TV series and things of that nature. So without further ado, please help me welcome Mr. Donovan Brewer and Ms. Candace Vogel to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Good evening, Donovan and Candace. How are you this evening?
Hello.
Hi.
Great. How are you?
We're great. We are so excited that you guys are on our show this evening. We have been highly anticipating you guys coming. It's just a joy. I really, truly want to just jump right in and just get started with the interview because you guys have so much to share. I understand from the bio that you sent into the show, which is so appropriate for this show, you guys kind of started off creating from poetry. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you guys started and the journey that you started from your poetry into developing your writing into your now TV production or Mojo Production brand?
Okay, well, originally, when we were in high school, we met in, was it 11th grade?
It was 11th grade, yep.
In 11th grade math, and from there on, we started talking about that we both wrote poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we wanted to, you know...
We, day by day, when we wrote a different poem, we would show each other the poems that we wrote, you know, just share, you know, the different things that we were writing.
Okay. And then now... when we first started Wicked Tales, which is our first series that we ever started on YouTube, we were basically just taking poetry and putting it in motion, if you will, and we filmed that. And it was, you know, that was our start, how we started, you know, it all.
Okay, tell us a little bit more in detail about Wicked Tales. What is the storyline all about? It came from, it was birthed from your poetry writings. But tell us a little bit about that series, is it?
Well, Wicked Tales, it's a web series. Each episode for the first season is 10 minutes long. And
it's two poems in one episode.
Mm-hmm. And we realized that we both wrote kind of dark, eerie poetry. So what we did was we took the stories from our poetry and we acted it out. And
most of the poems from season one have the narrator reading the poem so we can read, you know, that we can listen along as it's, you know, as it's playing.
And then in season two, we stepped it up a little bit more. We have a full cast in season two, and everyone worked great.
Well, how did you guys put together the whole production as far as picking your, what is your process of collecting, selecting your cast and putting all that production together? You know, how did that process work for you? How did you do all of that?
Well, for Mojo Productions itself, we started first filming Wicked Tales before we actually created Mojo Productions. So
okay.
We started filming Wicked Tales, and we realized we needed, you know, to have that under something. So we created Mojo Productions, and it was just me, you know, JoJo and...
My mother actually was, you know, my mother and my sister were the main actors that we had besides us for season one.
And then, the camera, that was it.
Yeah, basically what we had. And then after season one was up, a few friends saw it and they realized that, you know, they would like to do it with us. So we had auditions and that's basically how we got the rest of the cast.
And after auditions, everyone was, you know, very much so gung-ho. And we actually have a full cast now for our latest series that's in the work called Deception. So... It's been a voyage.
I'm so excited that you guys are bringing something like this out because you know what? It seems like it is definitely something very unique because I can't imagine, I haven't heard of it, I'll just say, that anyone started from using their poetry and developing that into a TV production. This is very, very creative and very unique. And I'm glad that you guys kind of brought that out because it opens up a new avenue for people to be able to do more creative things with just poetry, in a sense. And it's just very fascinating that you were able to, you know, now turn that into a TV series. Now, I must ask you, Mojo, where did you guys come up with the name of the company? How did that come about?
Well, Mojo is, I guess, you know, when you think of mojo, you have good mojo and you have bad mojo. And, you know,
yeah.
You're kind of in mojo towards someone, so we send each other good mojo all the time. So I guess that's how the name kind of came about.
Well, like, it kind of first started when we play laser tag quite often, and so we like to win, so we would tell each other we would send bad mojo to our opponent.
To the bad team.
And then it just kind of went one day where, you know, we kept calling him, we kept calling, you know, Donovan Mojo, and then, you know, he just called me JoJo, and it kind of just, it just worked, yeah.
So that's
so
the name of the company and our names as individuals.
Yes.
Okay, how creative. You know, it's always important to know whether, you know, how you derive to the company name, because there's always such a great story behind it, and I'm so glad you guys shared that with us. Now, what are some of the downfalls of getting into the TV production arena? What are some of the things that can kind of keep you from wanting to do that, or is there anything?
Well, the first thing is you have to be really bold, because we had absolutely no one to, like, support us other than, you know, people would say they supported us, but we really didn't have anyone that was hands-on, so we essentially did everything ourselves.
No one really took us serious.
Yeah. So after we completed the first season, people saw how serious we were, especially once the premiere, we had a small premiere at the house for the second season. So everyone was very much so interested in seeing what we had coming up at that point.
People kind of thought we were kind of doing it just for fun. And then after we had the first party where we premiered the first show, they realized, you know, just how serious we were about it and how, you know, this is what we want to do.
Oh, great. It's just amazing how, you know, it's amazing that you guys were able to just push through, because it's a lot of people who can't understand vision, and therefore they, you know, they spew it with so much negativity. But I'm so glad that you guys are on the show talking today, saying that you actually were able to get past that and put your dreams into motion. And so I really admire you guys for that, because it takes a lot of energy to kind of, you know, shield yourself from all the negativity that comes around you when you're trying to accomplish something in life. And in your bio, you said you guys are definitely wanting to head for Hollywood.
Yeah, so
you guys are really dreaming big, and I have to get behind that type of energy. Because it is so important that you yourself, when you're trying to accomplish something, that you, no matter what comes or, you know, against you, you have to keep pushing forward. How do you guys stay motivated to continue forward, even when you have all this negativity coming at you?
Well, that's the great thing about having a partner, because when one of us happens to be down and out, we always have the other one to motivate each other. So if JoJo at some point feels like, I feel like JoJo's lacking, she'll motivate me. I mean, I'll motivate her and, you know, help her out. And it works both ways.
And it's also good because we both want it so badly that no matter what happens, there's no way that we're going to let the other one give up or quit at all.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely, we're motivators.
Yeah, that is an absolutely wonderful support system, because you definitely have to have it in with anything that you're doing. Someone that, you know, has you when you're falling, you know, has your back at all times. So that is absolutely fascinating. Do you produce other? Where are you aspiring to go as far as other as far as the TV realm? What type of project do you want to get further in involved in, other than just the Wicked Tales and the other series that you have?
Well, ultimately, we would like to have a series on, like, a major network, you know, start off, you know, with something along those lines, and then move on to making, you know, feature films and, you know, just basically taking over Hollywood.
And, you know, it's not impossible, because, you know, the documentary, which something, I know you guys know that it was a documentary that they did about this person that they thought was a witch in the woods or something like that, and they actually produced that, and they, you know, became a part of Hollywood. I think they even made a movie about it. So it's just not impossible to have your dreams come to fruition once you just start putting things out there, especially into the universe. I want to ask you guys about when you're selecting your cast, how important is, what do you look for in cast members when you're trying to find people for your upcoming program or series?
Selecting the cast, we really don't turn down a cast member, because when it comes to casting, we feel like everyone can have, you know, some type of role, some type of part. So maybe your role is, you don't have, like, you know, the key features for one particular character, but we can always use you for something. We're always casting new people. So, you know, we look for cast members that can play specific roles, but if you can't play a specific role, we always will find a role for you. And if not, we'll make it happen one way or another.
Yeah, if they believe in us enough to come out and help, then, I mean, we're definitely going to believe in them enough to give them whatever role. Like, even depending on how we think their acting is, we'll specifically write a role or give them a certain role that we think will fit them. So everyone gets the opportunity to be in something.
Oh, great. That is awesome, you know, to have, like, somewhat of an open-door situation going on for those people who aspire to be actors and actresses.
Yes.
Now, are you just taking people from your local area, you know, from New York, or are you, accepting people who want to join your team from other states or other cities?
Well, as of now, we're just taking people from New York because we're kind of like stationed in New York. And, you know, if people are willing to travel the distance, you know, I mean, we're fine with that too. And maybe someone wants to have like a guest role where they can't be there all the time, but maybe come for something, you know, really brief. That's also great. But as of now, yeah, we're just stationed in New York. We would like to be, you know, coastal and, you know, hop and skip, you know, be international and all. But as of now, we're just, you know, in New York.
But yeah, if people don't live in New York and they want to do it, I mean, as long as they're committed enough to come down when they're able to film, then we would, you know, we're not turning anyone down, you know, and everyone's welcome.
Oh, great. Wow, I love that. Now, one of the things that I wanted to do, since you're into, I guess, the producing part of it also, will you find yourself producing for other people, or will you just be focusing on the projects that you guys are doing for the Mojo Production brand?
Well, essentially, as of now, we're just producing for ourselves, and we most likely will be producing for ourselves because when it comes to production, that's something that we very much so take, you know, to heart. Like, you know, we really focus a lot on our production of our videos. If you take a look at them, you'll see, like, they're very much so, we tailor them a lot before we, you know, even think about putting them up. We try to, you know, focus all our energy into producing something very much so worthy for the viewers. And as of now, we really don't have time even to be producing something for someone else. However,
right.
I would say that we're still open to that. But as of now, that's not really our goal, I guess I would say.
Okay, right. But it's certainly an option if the price is right.
Yeah, it's the truth. If the price is right, then, you know, I ain't putting a roll on anything.
You know, I want to talk to you guys about the entire filming process. What is the setup like? You know, outside of you selecting the cast and everything, you know, how much preparation do you have to put into actually pulling together a series such as Wicked Tales?
Well, Wicked Tales, because it's individual poems, we don't have to take a lot of time to prepare for those individual poems. We just, you know, prepare for the poem. We film that, you know, we do it in sections. A series such as Deception, it takes a lot more preparation to, you know, to film like a soap opera type show because Deception is continuous. It doesn't end. So in order to film that, it takes a lot of preparation with rehearsing, a lot of preparation with remembering lines, preparation with, you know, positioning and, you know, things of that nature. And also we have a series that we are working on that's still in the process of being prepared. It's called Secret Shadows. And because that has so many, like, special effects and it has so much, it's so intricate to put together, it takes a lot of time. It's very time consuming.
First, it starts with the script, where we make sure everything is perfect with the script, and then we'll start rehearsals without the camera, kind of get the cast used to the characters and used to memorizing their lines and things like that. And then we'll start filming. We break it down by scene because otherwise it'll be too much if we kind of just do the whole like episode in one day. So we'll do, you know, individual scenes, different days. Pretty much, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then also when it comes to filming, we kind of allow the characters to have some type of creative freedom because we don't just give them lines and make them go just on lines. We actually give them, like, a simple guide guideline, I guess you would say, and they can kind of finagle around that and kind of create something, you know, create their own character.
Yeah, so we're not limiting them just to the script. If they want to come and they might do some improv that they think is what their character would do, and, you know, a lot of the time we end up, we'll use, rather than using what we had written in the script, we'll use what the actor chose to do instead.
Mm-hmm. And it's best to do it that way because, you know, it makes the acting 100% real.
Yes.
It's not really acting because you're somewhat being yourself, you know?
Right. Now, with far as your, I heard you mention about your scripts earlier. With your scripts, what is the process of pulling your scripts together? Are there, do you have a team of writers, or is just yourself and JoJo, or do you welcome other writers onto your team to aid in bringing your vision together with your TV series?
Well, everything that we've done, we've we've edited everything ourselves. We've written everything ourselves. We haven't really had anyone write anything for us. No one has ever edited anything for us. The only thing that we actually had help with so far is really the acting.
And as far as the script process, what usually happens is we'll sit down and we'll discuss what we want to happen. We'll write all the ideas down. And then I will go and I'll basically do the full outline of the whole episode, and then I'll pass it to him, and then he'll kind of add what he thinks should be in it or take what he thinks isn't good. And then, so we'll keep going back and forth.
Like tennis.
We'll
play back, you know, I'll toss her the ball and she'll toss me the ball. We'll toss it back and forth like tennis until it comes out, you know.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys just seems like that's such a perfect team. You know, it takes a really great teamwork to be able to, you know, pull something together like this. I am so thoroughly impressed. I do have another question about the you said when you're editing the script, is that entire process is just the two of you going back and forth, you know, saying yay or nay, this should be in or this should be taken out. But it's just basically the writing from the both of you. Now, if a person, if there was a writer who could catch on to the vision that you guys have, I just want clarification that you're open to welcoming writers in also on your team, or is that just not available at this point?
Well, what we do is we're open to taking suggestions and certain ideas, but as to, like, the full writing it and physically writing everything, that's usually what we do. But like I said, we are open to ideas, and we'll take suggestions and try to add what people say and kind of put it in the story as well.
Okay. Now, as far as the, let's jump back to casting. Do you recommend that the people that, are all the people amateurs, or do some of them have experience acting, or does that play a factor in your selection process as well?
Well, no experience is at all necessary, but depending on your acting ability, we'll cast you accordingly. So if you are much more of an actor, like if you've had some experience, we're more likely to cast you in a role that is major. And if you're not, even if you're shy, we tell people that are shy just to come out anyway, because we'll give you a simple, you know, extra role, and as you progress as an actor, you'll be able to feel more comfortable in front of the camera and more comfortable in front of the cast members, in front of, you know, us, and you'll be able to, you know, do larger roles, you know?
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, everything that you guys are doing, because I know there's so many people. I know you talked about Wicked Tales. Let's talk a little bit about the other projects that you do have coming up, and, you know, what will be the process of continuing on through, you know, getting that on different media sites or different production sites or what have you.
All right. Well, currently we do have Wicked Tales Season 1 completely on YouTube, and we have Wicked Tales Season 2 a little bit more than halfway up on YouTube, and we have a new series that has not come out yet on YouTube, but we did a sneak preview in October. And this series is called Deception. I mentioned it earlier. It's kind of like a soap opera. The characters Because the difference between Deception and Wicked Tales is Wicked Tales, every episode is something different.
It's all new characters.
It's all new stories. So if you ever missed an episode of Wicked Tales, it's fine because, you know, you just watch the next one. For Deception, it's a continuous story. So if you missed the first one, I mean, you may be a little bit confused in the second one, but, you know, you'll get it eventually.
It's like any other soap opera where, you know, if you miss an episode or two, eventually you'll catch up. But because it's the same people in each episode, so...
It's a lot different than Wicked Tales.
Yes.
Also, we have another series that is called Secret Shadows. And Secret Shadows is a lot more involved when it comes to filming because it's very much so supernatural. So there's a lot of special effects. So it's very involved. It's a lot, but it's definitely going to be worth it in the end. We feel like we're very much so, we have a lot of faith in the cast, so things will work out.
Great. Now, do you guys have a team of people who, as far as for your wardrobe, is that something that that you have right now, or that's something that is kind of in the hands of the person that you're casting? Are they responsible for their own wardrobe?
Well, when it comes to wardrobe, we basically we contact the individuals who play the roles, and we'll talk to them about, you know, what they have themselves, and then we also have many like extra odds and ends when it comes to the clothes that we can help them with. You know, instead of like we're doing basically everything ourselves, like especially wardrobe, you know, that's. And hair and makeup, yeah.
Yeah, we have a closet full of, like, kind of, like, random type clothing. So if there's a certain episode that we're filming, we might look through there and see if any of those clothes can come in handy. But for the most part, if we don't have anything, we'll talk to the actors and see what colors they have and try to mix and match things to get something that would match the character.
Great. Wow, you guys have just really, you are on the ball with having everything just together. And you know, I'm asking these questions because, you know, a lot of people, you know, you never know who may want to contact you guys and just say, look, you know, I'm interested in your production or working with you or being part of the cast or, you know, even, you know, possibly financially, you know, supporting. And it's so important to have so many questions answered that people may have for you. We're going to take a quick commercial break here and come back with more with you guys. Before that, we are going to acknowledge all of the guests in the chat room. Emotions Without Bond, welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Guest 25918, guest 26990, Mojo Productions, Shanice Marie and Miss Strong Island, and all the people that are tuning in but not signed into the chat room. We are so glad that you are tuning in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break, and we are going to be back with more with Mr. Donovan Brewer and Ms. Candace Vogel.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
The website www.freegrantsforwomen.com offers free information and online easy applications for free federal government cash grants that you never have to pay back for women to help pay for education, new business startup, or to simply get out of debt.
All right, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, and our featured guest for this evening, CEO Mr. Donovan Brewer and his counterpart, Ms. Candace Vogel. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have some more additional questions to ask. So, you know, I'm so loving, you know, the platform that you guys have put into place for such a production as this, and it's just very encouraging, again, to just know that you guys started off with poetry being somewhat of the inspiration of getting you in motion with this, your TV series and your production company. So that's very encouraging, especially for people who are in the into poetry, writing poetry, and things of that nature. As far as your we've talked about your future projects, but will there be other things like other than the dark side of writing? Will you get into more more drama? Get into any type of drama type of series or anything of that nature? Is that in your future at all?
Well, our specialty actually is, you know, to do things. That's kind of our signature. We like to add a little darkness to something. But we actually have Deception. Deception, the soap opera that I mentioned earlier, is not at all in any way like supernatural or dark. It's just a soap opera.
Very dramatic.
It's very dramatic. That's something that, you know, we really want to make some really great movies in the very distant future. And we actually have some scripts that we have in the works for possible things that we'll create one day when we have a very large cast and all the funds in the world to, you know, create. But until then, we just have them in, you know, our sack of dreams.
You know, a lot of people will probably want to know, how do you financially prepare for being, for having your own production company? What type of seed money is involved with trying to develop such a company?
Well, let me tell you, it's not cheap. And all the traveling that we do, I mean, we've been working. When we first started, a matter of fact, we worked with absolutely nothing. We had a camera. It was me, JoJo, and that was it. And if you see the first episode, to absolutely have nothing came out very good.
The first episode, we had a broken table and a cardboard box, and it was just us in his basement. We didn't even see him in the first episode. You just kind of see his hands. So in the beginning, you know, we didn't have much of anything.
Then as we're developing as a production company, we're not only getting more ideas, we're not only getting a larger team of cast members and a larger team of supporters, but we're also networking. And while networking, we're also finding that people like coming to our events. So, for example, we're having our annual event in October, and for this event, we're going to actually charge for tickets. And this will be one way we'll actually be making an income for a change instead of, you know, just spending a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, because for everything else we're doing, for filming and for all the other parties, it's money that's just coming out of our pockets. And so for this event, when we charge for the tickets, all of the money that's left over we'll use for other filming and for other parties that we have.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that event in October.
Wow, that is simply amazing. You know, I wanted to ask that question because I know, you know, I was wondering, so I know someone else was probably else was wondering, you know, what it takes to get started with a production company, because I couldn't imagine that it is cheap, like you said, and it's not easy. You definitely have to have a plan in place. Somewhat, you know, but one thing I do like that you guys said that you didn't have much to start it, but you started it. And that mm-hmm. lets me know that you guys are very determined in what you are doing, and you're going to do everything possible to make sure your dreams come true with your brand, the Mojo Production brand. And a lot of times people allow themselves to be sidetracked because they have no money, or they, you know, have limited equipment to work with, and you guys have managed to get yourself in motion, and you have those obstacles, but you're still moving forward. And so that is the most encouraging thing to just kind of focus on and draw inspiration from. A lot of people can draw inspiration from you guys just by looking at your process, the process that you're going through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, the way I see it, we love what we do so much that in order to make money doing it, we have to spend money doing it.
Yeah.
And even if we have practically nothing to do it, we kind of make whatever little bit of money that we have, and we make it work. We improvise, we'll use things from home, we'll borrow things from friends. So you don't necessarily have to have a lot of money to do, you know, what we're doing.
And as a creative person, the most creative people happen to be some of the brokest people.
Yeah.
So without creativity, you have to get really creative and make things happen, you know.
As long as you have the drive for it, then, you know, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I so agree with the both of you. As long as you have the drive and, you know, you can get it done, you know. A creative person will find a way to get things done when they have nothing to work with. So that's the amazing thing about that. I want to ask specifically about some of your cast members. I happen to know one of your cast members who was a very sweet and dear person that I know. and that's Miss Cindy. And I want to just talk specifically about some of your cast members. How has it been for you with working with the people that you are working with and you have selected to be as cast member in your series?
Well, let me tell you, working with who you're talking about, and she happens to be here today, and she's absolutely supporting us. She's a great person to work with. She was in season 2 of Wicked Tales. She's in Deception, she's in Secret Shadows, she's very hands-on, and she's always there to support us and help us, you know, with anything we need, and we definitely appreciate that.
I actually, the first time I met her was when she came to audition, and I absolutely love her. The first day we had her film, I think she was more excited to film than we were.
Right.
She was very willing. Anything we needed, she was willing to help out, so we very much appreciate that.
So if you're listening, we really appreciate it.
So it's so wonderful. The reason why I asked you that question, because I think, you know, when you have a team of people, it's so important to have the right team around you. Even though people come with talent, you've got to know that the right people, you know, make for a greater success if they're working with you with one common goal in mind to be successful at what you guys are doing together, as opposed to, you know, somebody trying to steal the show and outshine everybody else. So I asked you specifically that question because I find a lot of people when they get into the limelight, so to speak, they begin to get these huge egos, and so therefore they can't, you know, you can't really work with those type of people because they, you know, they see their head grow beyond a scope of view. And so it's just hard to work with certain type of people when they get to that point, but you definitely need a certain group of people to work with to be successful.
Well, you know what? We've been very fortunate to have a great group of people that have been supportive of us, like, this whole time. We haven't had, like, you know, anyone who really wasn't supportive.
And everyone gets along and everyone
gets stuff done. I mean, everything just works out.
Great. That's very fascinating, especially with you guys were doing so many projects at one time. It's great that you have a great cast of people to work with. Very important. Now, with as far as locations, how do you pick locations to kind of complement the vision you're trying to portray in your film?
Well, when it comes to locations, just like almost everything else, we had to work
with what we had.
So when you look at the earlier episodes, you'll see that we're working out of the basement. We're working at the train station.
Or my house or his house.
But as the episodes develop, you'll see us kind of switch it up every once in a while and work somewhere else.
Work in the woods for a few episodes.
Yeah, we had some great wood scenes because we had a really great wood that we could use. So we use it as much as possible. And at this point in time... Now that we've been working a lot more, we have a lot more when it comes to even going back to when you were talking about the wardrobe. We have people that can supply jewelry for us. We have people that can supply makeup for us if we need it. People that can supply their skills in whatever ways, and we'll promote them as much as possible as well. And we also have someone who is even available to lend us their bar. You know, like, I mean, we have some great opportunities now that we didn't have back then. So as you grow as a production company, you see that if you play your cards right and you network as much as possible, you have a lot more people that are willing to, you know, give a little bit, you know, towards you.
And as far as growing, not only is the production company growing, but ourselves as writers and directors are growing, because we started off and we didn't really know too much about what we're doing. Like, all we basically knew was how to write poems, and, you know, now we're working on full scripts and things like that, so we're learning as we go as well.
And then also when it comes to the writing, even when we're not filming, you know, our scripts and what we've, you know, what we plan on filming for the series, we're also writing, you know, other things. Like, we're writing a book together that we're each, like, kind of taking a chapter and, you know, writing a character's perspective, and we're bouncing this book back. So, you know, JoJo will write the first chapter, and I will write the second chapter, and then she'll read what I wrote, and then...
And then by the middle of the books, you know, we'll combine the two characters and write together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that is awesome. You guys have just the strategic plan. That is great to be able to, you balance one another so well, because I could even tell it with the way the interview is going. You know, you respond and he responds, and it just all comes together and matches perfectly. I love that. I want to just quickly, we have 20 more minutes remaining in the show, and time can pass by so quickly when you're having fun.
Yeah.
I want to have you share with the people all of your connections, how they can view the productions that you have put together thus far, and how they can connect with you outside of the realm of the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Okay. Well, they can always go to YouTube, and even if you just type in Wicked Tales at YouTube at this point, our production will come up.
Our main homepage on YouTube, though, is it's youtube.com/TheMojoProductions.
And also you can find us at mojoproductions.webs.com. That's our website. So.
And also on our YouTube page, we have links to our Facebook, our Twitter, our email, so there's endless ways to get in contact with us.
Yeah. And, you know, we're always open to suggestions. You know, if anyone has anything to say, we're absolutely ready, you know, hear what you have to say.
Okay. All right. Where do you see the Mojo production brand within the next 5 years? Or have you thought about that?
In the next 5 years, we're hoping, we're dreaming big now, we're hoping that, you know, we're producing a movie. Like, we just actually, we also go to movies a lot together, so we went to go see Insidious. I would like to see us, you know, at the red carpet of a movie like Insidious. Not only did we produce it, not only did we write it, not only did we have a hand in the score of the music, but we also, you know, even acted on it a little bit. I'm aiming high.
Yes, I'm a true writer at heart, so, you know, any opportunity I can to actually write some kind of script, and I love filming it and seeing what you've written come to life. That's what I truly love most about the entertainment business. So if I'm writing it or just helping create it, any of that I love doing, and that's what, you know, that's what I think we hope to have the Mojo Productions do.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, in 5 more years, we would hope to be on a much larger scale. Because
yeah.
In, I guess, what was it, like 1 year?
Yeah.
It's been about a year now, and we're on a much larger scale than when we first started.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking to you. Okay. We met you.
Yeah, it's awesome to see progress. That's when you know things are pretty much probably going in the right direction, when you see progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very fascinating to be able to, you know, just watch your vision just come to light. And, you know, first it's under one light, then it's two lights added, then three lights, then there's the you know, this big screen, and you're like, oh, Mojo Production is walking on the red carpet now.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. Even if you look at our film, like the way, even our friendship, the way at the rate we've been going, like we've progressed a lot.
We started just with writing poems, and now we've got, like, you know, like 4 different shows that we're doing. We've got movie scripts that we're writing. We have books that we're writing. So we're just doing everything.
Yeah, we're just having, like, a creative, like, explosion. Like,
so
it's just going in every direction.
If in 1 year we can manage to get all these different things done, then in 5 years we're hoping, you know, that we can get...
Red carpet.
Yeah. Hollywood.
You know what? I so see it for you guys because I could just feel the energy over here. I'm listening in the mic, and I could just feel that energy just, you know, and hence the show, Poetic Energy. But I could just feel your energy, you know, talking about where you see yourself in 5 years. Is it just, you know, that makes me believe it, and everybody else that's listening, that makes them believe it, that you guys are going to accomplish this, because this starting off from just a humble beginning, and you're already progressed into, you know, even your series that you have, and then the book writing and all of that, it's just simply amazing, and just a, you know, an awesome job, and I just really want to commend you guys for that. You know, I'm so overjoyed. It's almost like I feel like this is my brother and my sister. You know, just, you get so excited for other people when they're just truly walking in their dreams. And I love the way you ended your bio by saying next is Hollywood, because that to me, you are putting it in the universe. This is like, you know, the universe has to listen to, you know, somebody making such a strong affirmation to what they are planning on doing and where they're headed. So that's just phenomenal. I will continue to talk about that. Let me let you guys get talk to me, because I'm truly excited for what you guys are doing, and I'm just thoroughly impressed that, you know, it just started from poetry, and that's one of the fascinating things, because so many people, like I said earlier in the show, don't realize how far they can take poetry, you know, if they just open up their creative minds to, you know, just to something like what you guys are doing. So you guys are, you know, trendsetters, really, you know, starting this, filming and production from poetry. That's just fascinating.
And then
now,
also,
you know, do you ever... Go ahead.
Well, also, when it comes to YouTube, for example, we found out one of the ways this came about was on YouTube, there's not a lot of things of substance, we found. Like, there's a lot of videos. The most popular videos are...
random things of doing
that
nothing.
That are very silly. So what we figured was, in order to kind of change the dynamic of YouTube as well, to also kind of, you know, show that people are doing things of substance, we would actually start our own show that was actually poetry of substance. And putting this up, we found that, you know, there are still people out like us out there that are interested in things that aren't just, you know, simple pop culture. Don't get me wrong, I love pop culture and all, and I love reality, TV and all of that. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, sometimes there's certain things that, you know, you just don't see out there. It's not as much culture as there is.
Sometimes you feel like it's a dying breed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, I so agree with you guys on that, because a lot you kind of can figure out who's going to be the popular person on YouTube. The type of stuff that's becoming and blowing up overnight is, you know, mm-hmm. is part of the hip hop culture, and you know, things that are just not, you like you said, don't have real substance to it. And sometimes it's just pure foolishness. But, you know, people love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they just go for it.
So, yeah, it is a breath of fresh air to be able to have something of substance to be included in that whole makeup of the YouTube scene. But, you know, YouTube is a really growing, is a big place to be discovered and become recognized for the work that you're doing. It's just, it has to catch the right person's eye, and that's the huge thing about that. But I have no doubt in my mind that you guys are well on your way with being discovered by somebody who, somebody with the right kind of pockets, may just say, "Hey, Mojo Productions." Let's put it out there. You know, you just never know. You know, you find somebody that want to invest and they, you know, and they, you know, understand your vision, and you just never know, because sometimes it takes people with deep pockets to really bring it all home for you.
Mm-hmm, yes, yes. And we're kind of hoping that we can have our show, like, maybe, because right now we're just on YouTube. Currently we're just on YouTube. You can, like, be redirected to YouTube. But we're hoping to be on, like, other avenues as well. Like, maybe we can get on, you know, public access television at first. Start kind of, you know, on a smaller scale. Unless someone with very deep pockets, like you mentioned, does see us, that would be great. It launches us to the next step. But until then, we're not going to stop until we get to our destination. So we're going to start off small, the same way we started off our production company, and aim for maybe public access television.
Yeah, for me, this is my passion, that no matter what, like, I can be 89 years old and still be like, you know what, we're still going to do it. It's still going to happen for us.
We'll be pushing walkers in wheelchairs, talking about,
while,
you know,
still filming.
Alzheimer's and all.
Yes. Do you guys ever think you will be filming to produce DVDs or anything of that nature, or have you considered that part of it?
Well, we actually did. We intend to. Currently, for right now, what we'll be doing is possibly producing DVDs for events that we have. And giving those out as either gifts or allowing them, you know, to be purchased at our events or after our events. For the shows that we're currently doing, we're really not going to do DVDs. But once we get to, like, our short films that we plan on, you know, filming, and a lot of the larger scale things that we plan on filming, we probably will, you know, sell DVDs as well.
I think the main issue we come across with selling DVDs of the seasons is the music that we use isn't our music. So if we were to sell it, there are copyright issues. So we're not allowed to sell DVDs with things that aren't 100% ours.
Yeah, that's
right. Okay.
Yeah.
I do understand that aspect because it's so expensive. I kind of looked into something and music to be able to utilize, become licensed to utilize some of the music that is quite expensive. And sometimes they, you know, it's just like, you know, you're getting some, you know, some publicity out of here. And, but, you know, that doesn't matter with a lot of people, especially when, if it's certain type of artists who are just, you know, absolutely well known. Yeah. Okay, well, I definitely understand that position.
Beauty of you.
Now, if... Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Donovan, did you want us to say something?
No, I'm just saying that's the beauty of YouTube, because with YouTube, there's not really any copyright infringement. You know, you can put a video up. They're not going to... If anything, YouTube would actually just add who the music belongs to.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about having any issues with that.
Yeah, but also because of the copyright issues, you know, we've thought about possibly trying to do our own music. I mean, we're doing everything else. We might as well try to do our own music, too.
Which we actually signed an artist, and to Mojo Productions, who actually does sing, but we're actually, we don't have anyone who is creative in the creating music, like on pianos and keyboards and beats and such type. But we do have someone who does sing, and we actually have recorded some songs with her, and she's done great. And we're actually looking to working with other bands and other people in the music industry in the future who just may be interested to actually, you know, publicizing their own stuff, you know, as well. Like, there's a lot of local bands, a lot of local singers that may want to actually promote themselves, you know?
Absolutely. That's a great way to get connected with the networking with other people, and you'll just be surprised at who will come into your, just fall into your lap. Yeah, I can sing, I can play the piano, and, you know, and I'm willing to work with you guys. So, again, I so see that for you guys. We have 7 more minutes remaining in the show, and I have just been thoroughly enjoying interviewing the both of you. Because you shared a wealth of information with us and a lot of you actually inspired me in so many ways with, you know, what you're doing. And I'm sure that all of our listeners share the same sentiments that you, just listening to you is very inspiring, because you just can feed off the energy you have with what you're doing, and in terms of producing your shows and coming up with your own production company. Now, I want to find out what would be the thing that you want people to most to know about Mojo Productions, yourself, and Candace, you know, with your journey of producing.
Well, I guess the number one thing is that not only are we great business partners, but me and JoJo, we are great friends, and at the end of the day, we're going to make this happen together. You understand? Because a lot of people are like, you know, like suppose one person makes it, another person doesn't make it, they'll kind of just like shun the other person to the, you know, to the side. We're very much so focused on making this a Mojo JoJo effort and not just a Mojo and just the JoJo effort. This is an effort that we have. This is something that, you know, Mojo Productions is our baby. And all the cast members are our, you know, our aunts, our offspring, our, you know, our uncles, our sisters, our, you know, they're our family. And that's another thing that we're very much so family oriented. Like when we have events, you know, we have events as a family.
Great. I am so loving the way you say you have me up here smiling because, you know, just saying that this is your baby, it's just such a lovely thing because it's so rare that you see, you know, people working together so closely and be very loyal. And it sounds like that the both of you are very loyal, and that is so important in being a business partner in business with someone else, because if you don't have that loyalty, things fall through the cracks and things just, you know, become detached and things of that nature. Just, you know, so many things can happen, but I love that you have such a strong foundation and a strong partnership. If there was one thing that you can encourage or inspire a young person who aspires to do what you're doing, what would you tell that person, that young person who wants to do what, you know, follow in your footsteps?
Well, the first thing I would tell this person is to absolutely not be discouraged, to absolutely solidify whatever they believe in, whatever they want to do, whatever their dream is, whether it's singing, whether it's acting, whether it's dancing, whatever it is, to understand that that is not a something that's impossible. It's anything is possible. So if you put forth enough effort, we are firm believers that no matter what you're trying, I don't care if you're trying to fly. We can fly one day if we want. Right now we're just trying to, you know, make it to Hollywood. So regardless of what you have, regardless, start with nothing. I mean, we started with nothing. We had a camera and the two of us, and we made it happen. So regardless of what your situation is, I mean, always use what you have.
And completely believe in yourself, because if you believe in yourself, then other people will believe in you. So if there's one person who doesn't like what you're doing, there'll be two more that love what you're doing. So no matter what, you can't quit. You just have to 100% believe in yourself.
And you have to absolutely network. Networking is the most important thing you could possibly do.
You have to get your stuff out there.
You have to get your stuff out there, and you have to make yourself better, and you're actually going to help other people succeed as well. Like, you know, when it comes to people who are doing music, who do makeup, who sell jewelry, these people are also helping us, but we're also helping them. And it's a
absolutely
nice interdependency that, you know, everyone can kind of share to progress as a whole instead of just as an individual.
All right. You've heard it from CEO Donovan Brewer and Ms. Candace Vogel of the Mojo Productions. Please follow them on YouTube, Wicked Tales, and we so enjoyed this interview this evening. It's very enlightening, very inspiring, and I am so glad that they were very special guests on our show this evening here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Again, please follow them under the Wicked Tales on the YouTube channel, and we are so excited and thank all of you for tuning in and listening in on the Poetic Energy Radio Show for our special interview with Mr. Donovan Brewer and Ms. Candace Vogel. I ask that you all have a great evening and inspire to be the best person that you can be. And like they said, believe in yourself. God bless everybody. Have a great night. And we're going to sign off with a little bit of the dramatics with Teach the World, because these two young folks and got the key to the world. All right.
My name is L.J. Reynolds. I'm going to give you a little bit of this before we get started. Come on. Y'all put your hand together with me. Come on, Mark. Got the key to the world. Girl, I give you everything. Girl, got the key to your heart. Girl, I make the fire start. And I give you love. Give you peace. Give you love and love and love and love and more love. Cause I give you me. By the key to this world. Ooh, I'll make your dreams come true. Nothing will keep us apart. Nothing. Ooh, I know I'll make it with you. And I'll give you love. Give you peace. Give you love and love and love and love and more love. Just like